Blog Talk Radio.
Way on down to southern Alabama with the guitar jam, and that's where we're hit. Straight up to Butte and Montana singing, Lord, I was born a rambling man.
Welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. I'm more excited for today's show than I probably have ever been, because we've got somebody on the show today that me and him both consider a very, very dear friend. We're talking about the lovely, talented, incredibly sweet Miss Carrie Ann Jean. Well, as usual, I talked with Carrie Ann about her new music, and I'm not going to spoil it for you, but y'all, her brand new song is killer. We'll just generally try not to make a complete fool of ourselves, which we'll probably end up doing anyway. Seriously, though, it's always so much fun having a Carrie on the show and having met her in person, I can honestly say that there's never a dull moment. So, with that being said, let the madness commence. Hey, Em, how are you, girl?
Tired, but alive. So I guess that's a positive.
Tired, but alive. What do you say we bring a Carrie in on?
Good plan, since she's our guest.
All right. And with that, let's welcome the lovely and talented Miss Carrie Ann Jean back to the show. Hey, girl.
Hi.
What's up?
What's up, guys? I know Em's tired, but she better wake it up.
Yeah, I'm awake. I'm
you heard her, Em.
I was laying down when I first called the show like 10 minutes ago, and I was like, this won't work. I'm going to have to get up.
Because
if I fell
like
asleep,
that, I'm not that in
yeah. If I fell asleep, he would kill me.
You know, you, Carrie Ann, join a very special group out here on the show. You're one of, I think, maybe three or four guests we've had on three times. So it's a very elite group.
Right. I'm in the tripod club.
Yeah,
yes, you are. to kind of kick this thing off, let's, and I teased it in the opener a little bit, let's talk about Cactus. This song is just incredible. My mom absolutely loves this song, too.
Yeah, I loved it. I put it on the speakers in the kitchen the other day. I was like, oh, I have to listen before she comes on the show. So when it came out, I, like, put it on. And my grandmother was like, who is that? I like that.
Yay. Thank you guys so much. I'm glad that it's getting a positive response because I sure like it. But I'm a little bit biased. I like most of my songs.
you know, and I may be a tad biased myself because I know you so well. But I think this is probably your best work to date by far. It's probably your best work.
Oh, thank you. I think so, too. This was a song that was very close to my heart, so it was cool to get to watch it come to life.
So tell me about the song. How did it come about? To me, it had sort of like a nostalgic type feel to it.
Yeah, definitely has a nostalgic type feel. Let's see, what can I tell you? I lived in Los Angeles for a while, which is actually not that far from my hometown of the Antelope Valley. I grew up in Palmdale, Lancaster, which is about an hour and a half from Los Angeles, Studio City specifically where I was living. And I hadn't been back in a really long time, but a friend of mine, one of my best friends, was living there. And so I went back out there to see her. And I actually stopped at the store, a store that I went to a million trillion times when I lived there, to grab some stuff because we were going to make dinner. And I just got out of the car and I just was like hit with all these emotions of just everything felt the same, but I was such a different person than I was the last time I had been there. And I think that everybody has a really close connection to their hometown just because all your formative years are there. Everything, all the good stuff, all the bad stuff that happened growing up and being a young dreaming kid and then an angsty teenager and, you know, the good and bad decisions that go along with, you know, going to high school and, you know, graduating high school and just so much happens there. And I think that those are the most formative years of your life. So I think everybody has a close place in their heart for their hometown. And I was just kind of hit with it all when I got out of the car because it just the smell in the air, the wind blowing me literally over, the wind is insane there. And it all kind of just struck me. So I wrote down some stuff, you know, I kind of had a melody in mind and then I brought it to my favorite guitarist and amazing producer, Craig in LA, Craig Stoll. And I had been working with him on some other things too. And I brought him this song that I had started. And I said, you know, what do you think? And he was like, let's start here. I love it. So we kind of just, he helped me as far as the musicality of it, kind of gave me a direction and all the words came from me. It was my story. And it kind of really came together in a beautiful way, and he's an amazing guitarist, just an incredible guitarist. So he was able to lay some crazy guitar tracks on there, which were very exciting, and I actually heard the song. It wasn't even mixed, but before I left L.A., I heard the rough track of the song of, you know, my recording and all the musicality behind it, and I started crying. He was like, "Is it that bad?" I was like, "No, it's so good. It's so good. I love it, you know." And he's like, "It's not even mixed yet, weirdo." I know, but I just got really emotional, and I hope what it does is it, you know, as a teenager, I was very, you know, I had these huge, big dreams that I knew weren't going to happen if I just became complacent and just stayed where I was and lived in my small town that I loved. And so I was always kind of had this urgency of, like, got to go, you know, the next big thing, got to get out. I've always kind of been an impatient person, I guess you could say. But I almost, being back there, I almost felt like, gosh, all these huge moments happened for me, you know, whether they were growing periods because of something bad happening or, you know, just beautiful memories of me and my friends driving around, you know, getting over heartbreak in the car, blasting the stereo because there's nothing else to do except drive around. So whether it was the good stuff or the bad stuff, just so much happened there, and I wouldn't be who I am without all those little tiny moments in my little tiny town, and it kind of just made me very nostalgic, and it also made me think about, you know, a lot of people that live in big cities, and after living in one myself, you know, you encounter a lot of people that are, oh, a small town, what is there even to do there, you know, kind of almost looking down on it in a way, and mm-hmm. I kind of wanted to stand up for the small town, you know, there's nothing better than having nothing to do, because that's when you really become creative and find out who you are, and That was important for me to share. So I hope that's what the big city people get out of it. And I think that the people that can relate to it after living in a small town or growing up there, I think that I hope that it kind of just triggers the heartstring and reminds them of their cactus and tumbleweed, so to say.
you know, and I'm pulling up the lyrics right now because there's these lyrics, like I said, to me, this is probably your best song lyrically. And
thank you.
I just love these lyrics. Let's see if I can pull them up real quick. I love the last line in the chorus. You go, "There's more to life than you think in between cactus and tumbleweeds." I love that line. Yeah, I just absolutely love that line.
Thank you.
And another big moment that you had recently is you recently moved across country to Nashville.
I did.
I
relocated.
Yes.
How's it been?
Yeah.
It's been great. The road trip was very, very cool, but very rigorous. Me, again, being the impatient person that I am, I just wanted to go, because I wanted to get here. And
it's
a long time. I mean, we went from California because we wanted to see the Grand Canyon. So we went from Studio City, California, to the Grand Canyon area, and we stayed there. So that was only about, like, 6 or 7 hours the first day. And then I wanted to see sunrise at the Grand Canyon, not a bright idea. So we woke up at 4 a.m. after sleeping about 5 hours, maybe, and went and saw the sunrise at the Grand Canyon, which was absolutely just amazing. Like, I've never seen Jesus so clear, let me tell you. It is really amazing.
No.
And so we did that, and then we got back in the car right after that, and we started driving again. We didn't stop till we got to, Oklahoma City. So we drove about 15 hours, and we had the trailer, so we couldn't go faster than, like, probably 60, which was really pushing it. I drove my car. My boyfriend drove his car, and he also towed a U-Haul trailer with all our stuff. And my car was packed. It was like, I put all my clothes in garbage bags because I figured they would, like, kind of mold into the crevices a little easier and I could fit more stuff. So my entire car was packed with black garbage bags. And we stopped at Starbucks a couple times, and, like, every single time they were like, what are you doing? So, yeah, we went to Oklahoma City. We didn't get to Oklahoma City till about 4 a.m. the next day. We drove, like, straight through the night, and then we woke up again early and hit it hard again and made it from Oklahoma City to Nashville the next day, but we had to go to Georgia to get my brother, so he was going to help us move, and he lives in Georgia. So we got to Nashville, I want to say, like, midnight, maybe a little bit later, and we shoveled some things around so we could drop off Santi's car in the trailer. And then we went to Georgia and didn't get there till about 8:30 a.m. So we drove through the night again. It was like the most exhausting thing in the entire world. But then we made it back the next day. We brought back my brother and unpacked and did all that because we didn't even get our apartment until Monday. And we got to the apartment in Nashville on Saturday. So we needed to do something anyways. So we just went to my dad's in Georgia, but it was exhausting, but it was amazing. Just seeing all the different sceneries. I don't know if you guys saw, I posted a picture on Instagram of all the different sceneries with the U-Haul butt in front of it.
Yeah.
I thought that was fascinating.
I followed your journey on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Yep.
I was just glued to it. I was like, where's Carrie Ann at now?
Nice. I tried my best to keep in touch, but it's so hard because we were both driving, so it's not like we could take a break and, like, you know, check in, like, Facebook stuff. But I, like, did my absolute best in driving through snow, and we drove through thunderstorms and rain. Mm-hmm. It was definitely a journey.
Yeah.
I kind of did it, too. Like when I'm on my baseball trips, I try to do that, too. I'll try to check in on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, because I frankly want people back home to see what I'm seeing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. You want to share the experience with your friends and family, and my family. My grandmas were so worried about me driving. It was the funniest thing. My grandma Lynn is very Catholic, which I love, and she gave us a St. Christopher to put on our what's the thing called, visor that you pull down from the box of sun.
Yeah.
She gave us the thing to put on our visor. She gave us a coin to put in our center console or something. It's like it was one or the other. She's like, you have to put this in your center console. Don't put it anywhere else. I have to be able to pray to St. Christopher, and I need a direct line. Okay, sure. So they were so worried. I really tried to check in as much as I could, just if nothing else, to say, hi, I'm okay, I'm living, still here. I'm not off the cliff. Don't worry.
We just moved, and, like, while I didn't have that long of a road trip, our moving day was a mess, okay? So we had, like, all my friends were at my house. We had, like, hired all my, like, guy friends to come move us because we didn't want to do it ourselves. So we packed everything, and then we hired all my, like, teenage friends to come move the stuff. Well, we had, like, 15 people in my house at one point. And then our plan was to take our U-Haul up at 8:30 and load it stuff, and that didn't happen because they wouldn't let us pick it up till 10:30, and we had to drive to Nashville to get it. So it was like 11:30 when she got back, and then we had to, like, stop for lunch and everything. We didn't leave there till like 6:30 because at 4:30 when we were ready.
Oh no!
We got the U-Haul stuck in the mud and had to be towed. And then we had to drive to Alabama, and we, like, paid all the people to, like, come down here and unload it for us because it's, like, 3 hours away. So we were like, we'll pay you if you'll come unload it. So everybody came to Alabama, and there was, like, 6 of us on the road at once, and I was driving until I cut my U-Haul off, and then I was, like, not allowed to drive anymore.
Oh, no.
And then, yeah, I cut the U-Haul off on accident. Like, I was trying to get over it because he was like, go around me, everybody get in front of me because I'm going to drive 50. And then I cut him off, so I was not allowed to drive on the freeway after that. And then we get here, and the power's not on in the new house, so it's like 10 o'clock at night, and we have no power. We had to unload in the dark. We didn't finish till midnight, and we had all those people here. We just been like, we'll do it tomorrow, because we would have had to, like, pay for their hotel and stuff. So we just did it anyway, and then they drove back, and then we went to my grandmother's house, but it was a mess. We crushed the water line with our U-Haul. Like, it was a mess.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
well, I'm glad I didn't have that experience.
And Em was virtually texting me this entire... Em was virtually texting me the entire play-by-play of all this.
It was, like, exhausting. It was, like, fun. Like, we had a heck of a time moving it out of the house. Like, we had a huge house, and we were all there. And at one point, we were all just sitting on the porch waiting for the tow truck together, just having a good time. Like, we had a pretty good time above it. It was just a mess.
Made the best of it, but it was a struggle. Made it, though. Happy you're safe and sound.
Yeah, me too. But I haven't unpacked yet, which sounds ridiculous because it was like 2 weeks ago that I moved. But my defense, I haven't really been home because I've been at my grandma's house because I'm running away from the unpacking. Like, the important rooms in the house are unpacked, like the rooms people see when they come over. So my room doesn't have to be unpacked. I unpacked, like, the important things. Like, I didn't even unpack the box of my clothes yet.
I hate being packed, you know, like, searching for stuff and, like, having to deal with all that. So, when we got here and everything got unloaded, I was like the Tasmanian devil. I was running around the house, like, getting everything unpacked. I was hanging things on walls the first day. Like,
yeah,
I was getting everything unloaded. The only thing that took me some time was all my clothes because I had to hang everything back up, like, a lot of bags and stuff to hang up. And I didn't have a dresser, so I didn't really have any, like organizational system yet. So I had to wait till I got some Tupperware things to put clothes in. But I literally had stuff up on the walls. My brother and Santi went to the gym for a couple hours, and they came back, and they were like, whoa.
Yeah, we did that. We were hanging pictures, like,
done.
The first day. Well, I didn't unpack my, like, I haven't unpacked my clothes, which sounds ridiculous, but, like, my clothes that were hanging, I put in, like, a garment bag and, like, put it in the closet as soon as I got here. And then I had, like, a separate bag of, like, yoga pants and t-shirts. That's pretty much all I ever wear. All that stuff. So I didn't need to unpack the rest of my clothes because I haven't had to go anywhere where I needed to wear something that wasn't leggings. So there still is in the box because I haven't really done that yet because I don't really want to tackle that disaster. Well, and I had more of an organizational system at the other house. And here, my grandmother has this, like, chest that goes at the foot of your bed at her house, and she has another one that she's supposed to go pick up, and that one's going to be mine, but until then, I don't really have anywhere to put stuff, so I'm just leaving it on the floor.
That's the one I use. Yeah.
That's what I think. I think that's a really good excuse. I mean, hey, I can get to the vanity, and I can get to the bathroom. That's really all that I need.
And it's probably, it goes back to my days being a Boy Scout, but and probably because of the fact that I've done this twice a year for the past 3 years, so I'm used to it. I could probably, if I had to, live out of a suitcase.
Oh, yeah, same. Clearly I've proved that. Well, I'm not living out of a suitcase. And you know what? The first thing I did is, it's kind of sad. Like, I put all my furniture in here. But, like, my first priority was, like, hanging the pictures and, like, hanging, because I had things hanging on the wall, like, bulletin board. That was, like, my first goal. Like, you know what? My clothes may not be unpacked, but my framed autograph pictures of General Hospital actors are. So that's all that really matters. That's what my mom said.
Priority.
She came in
priorities,
here,
right
on the wall.
Priorities.
Yeah, absolutely. She came in here and I hung a picture on the wall, and I was like, you can't hang that there because all those pictures are going on the dresser, and I don't want it above the dresser. She's like, you can build your shrine somewhere else, Emily. And I was like, that's not exactly fair, okay? Yeah, maybe I'm unpacked my clothes, but I have, you know, four pictures of Jeannie Francis that are unpacked, so that's really all that matters.
Oh, yes.
Priorities.
Anyways, yeah, I'm a mess. Just don't even talk about it. We're not going to discuss it.
Yeah, let's move on from that. And you did something, Carrie Ann, that I've always wanted to do. You went to a CMA Fest this past week, didn't you?
I did. I braved it. Only one day, though.
I've always wanted
scared.
To do that.
It was crazy, wasn't it? It's crazy and amazing. The amount of passion from the country music fans is insane. Like, it just made me so excited to perform there next year and get that energy because, like, I kind of went incognito. I flew under the radar. I'm pretty short, so that's easy to do. But me and boyfriend just kind of went and browsed around on Saturday, and we got to see Parmalee, which I was super excited about because I love them, and JT Hodges, and what else did I see? The Swan Brothers. They were all really, really good, and the Riverfront stage was the coolest thing ever. Like, there's people on boats, like, right next to the stage just listening to the music, hanging out, tanning.
Yeah.
They were doing CMA Fest,
awesome.
Right, because it was hot. But the amount of people there just excited about everybody was amazing. And the coolest part is all the stuff during the daytime, most of it anyways, is free. So you're
mm-hmm.
seeing all these big acts for free. You just
right.
walk up and there's a huge star, sitting, you know, on stage. Whatever,
yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah.
Streets covered,
you know,
which is awesome. So that was really amazing, and I hope to be part of that next year for sure.
Oh, you will. I guarantee it, you will. But
you guys better come, too.
I'm making
yeah,
plans to come next year, actually. I'm making plans to come next year.
And if he goes, he'll make me go, so don't worry about it. I'll be there if he's there.
Yes, I'll make you go if I go. I'll make you
no,
go.
No, actually... This weekend is Rock the South, and I live in Coleman, which is where it's at, so I'm just not going to leave my house for a weekend because it's going to be so crazy. Like, I live right, well, I live, like, 5 minutes outside of Coleman, but I live right where the traffic's going to be.
Oh, man. I was actually just
thinking
of the lack of traffic at CMA Fest. Maybe it's just because I'm used to, like, insane Los Angeles traffic, but it was not as bad as I thought it would be, and I think it's because they have shuttle services from the hotels, so there's not too many cars. It's more just tons and tons of people on the streets.
That's how it is at Rock the South, except for the fact that it's in the middle of town, and so, like, there's cars everywhere, and there's people trying to, like, drive through, and you can't get through.
Man.
It's, like, right behind where Walmart is, too, so it's, like, in the middle of town.
You know, a couple of years ago, I braved that L.A. traffic. I couldn't imagine living there.
Was it terrifying?
After about,
yeah.
No, because I have road rage so bad.
Oh, my God. But after about...
You kind of learn to get over road rage, because I had really bad road rage when I was growing up, too. And you end up just getting over it, because you're like, seriously, this is not worth, like, a heart attack right now. Because my blood
exactly.
pressure will literally skyrocket, like... It will skyrocket in a matter of 0 to 60 seconds.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
I will
think
go from nothing to just fuming, like, are you kidding me? But
yes.
I'm just driving here, you know, and you freaking out.
Yes,
but after
road.
So many,
oh my gosh.
After living there so long, it's just like you expect it. Like, you learn all the
you
tricks. You know you can't put your blinker on. If you put your blinker on, nobody's going to let you get over, so you have to sneak over. You learn that you kind of have to ride the butt of the person in front of you or 90 people will cut you off and you'll never get where you're going. You kind of learn all the tricks and it makes it a little easier. You just expect that it's going to take you forever to get everywhere.
This morning, I was driving and somebody was coming towards me and like over the center line and I was like on a two-lane highway and I was like, seriously? Mm-hmm. Can you not pick a sign? Because I'm not really enjoying it. You literally almost hitting me.
I know, right? Like, look up your cell phone, pay attention. Hi, nice to meet you. You're driving. Congratulations, you didn't die. Now please be careful.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, wow.
Like, people who, that makes me so mad, though, people who want to drive in the middle of the road. Like, excuse me, and you,
oh, yeah.
Excuse
Emily,
you, and you're
don't you know it's their road? It's not our road. It's their road.
Yes, excuse me.
We're lucky enough to drive on it.
Yeah, absolutely. It drives me crazy. And I'm like, this morning I had to, like move over so they wouldn't hit me. My grandmother looks at me like I'm crazy, and I'm like, did you not see that they were in the middle of the road? Was that just me?
It's a good thing grandma wasn't driving, or
I hate her driving. Like, she drives like so slow, and I'm like, can we go on down the road? So, and like she was like telling me this morning, I was like, I had really bad like speeding issues this morning. I don't know what it was. But I was driving, and she's like, the speed limit's 55, and you're going, like, way more than that. And I'm like,
oh, no.
Sorry. And I was like, oh, well, sorry. Wasn't paying attention. I had to get away from these people. It's driving me crazy.
Well, a 30 minutes kind of flew by, didn't it, y'all?
Has it really been, does it have to stop? Because I'm having fun.
Yes, it's been 30 minutes, Em.
Really?
You know, again, I just wanted to say thank you for all the support. You know, both me and Em consider you a little sister.
Aw, well, I'm not Em's little sister because she's younger than me, so I can be
right.
Like,
yeah.
A little child.
You're
yeah,
the little
we both,
child.
We consider you a sister. And and before we let you go, I need you to do two favors for me before we let you go.
Maybe.
Give your mama a hug, tell her I love her to death, and
absolutely.
And tell Sonny I said hi. Okay.
I will definitely do that. I'm sure he says hi back, and I'm sure my mom says, oh, my God, hi.
You know, Carrie Ann's mama, oh, my God. I consider this woman a second mama. Seriously.
She's so nice, huh? She's, like, the nicest person. She's, like, a ball of sunshine.
Yes, she is. I'm like, you know, when we met at the hatchery that night, y'all came. Oh, man,
oh,
it was
man.
Fun, wasn't it? It was
I
fun.
I can't believe I missed it.
It was so
don't
much
worry.
Fun. all right. I think the fun's probably going to have to come to an end now. So I'm going to...
Oh, man.
Hello.
I'm going to... I'll let you go, and I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right, thank you guys so much for having me and everybody. Cactus will be on iTunes very soon. Just keep checking. It has been sent to iTunes. It's just a matter of iTunes actually accepting and posting it. So keep checking iTunes for Cactus by Carrie Ann Jean. And in the meantime, you guys can listen to it at ReverbNation.com/Carrie Ann Jean. And I hope you guys love it, and I'd love to hear feedback. So follow me on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and everything, because we all know that we have a blast on Twitter, so.
Amen.
Follow me and hang out. Thank you guys so much for having me.
I love you tons, girl. You know I love you tons.
I love you guys,
bye.
Too.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Well, that was always a blast having Carrie Ann on. It's always a blast, isn't it?
Yes, and I didn't fall asleep, which is good, because one time, I actually did fall asleep during the opening audio of a GH recap show.
Seriously?
Because I was, like, really tired because I had school, and then I watched it and came home and didn't get a nap, and then it was time for the show, and you were playing the audio, and whatever it was, like, making me super, like, soothed to sleep, and I fell asleep. It happens.
Wow. So you want to do announcements real quick?
No, I think we should have the Yes Hour first because it's been a while.
Oh, yes.
So, what's up in your life?
Not much. Just this show. I'm trying to finish up writing a book, and planning another trip. So.
Well, I am welcoming to death in the heat, and I've taken up the art of fake tanning because I can't get a real one. So, I'm a tan now. It's just out of a bottle. But everybody's been enjoying my self-tan adventures on Snapchat, so.
Wow.
I send everybody Snapchats, and I'm like, update. Check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Or update. I accidentally fell asleep while my arms was still kind of wet, and I have a big mark on it. That happened the first day. I had a big spot on my arm that was orange because I fell asleep laying on my arm. So, it's been an exciting adventure. On Snapchat, everybody's seen it. Anyway, because I am
like totally obsessed with Snapchat. It's not even funny.
I know, it's hilarious, and I didn't use it that much till you got one, and now I'm like, let me Snapchat Cody a video of me singing to the radio.
Yes, but I'm like totally obsessed with Snapchat. It's not even funny. I mean, there's a certain group on Snapchat that I'll send pictures to and stuff, and it's just like, oh, this is so much fun.
Yeah, I used to not use it that much. Then you made one, and then I had to.
And every Snapchat could be that fun. I never knew it could be that addicting.
Yeah, it is pretty addicting, especially when you're sending videos of you singing to the radio. That's pretty fun. I enjoy that.
Yes, and especially,
I send you a video like
when you're sitting. When you're sending snaps of pictures of the river.
Yes, I get a lot of those.
Oh, did you see the interesting animal I made at the river a couple weeks ago?
Oh, yeah. Oh, what was it, a wombat?
It was actually a wallaby, I think.
Oh, well, I knew it started with a W and it was Australian, so I'm halfway there.
It was a wallaby. This girl had him. He was about 5 months old, I think. 3 or 5 months old and weighed like 5 pounds. So it was pretty adorable.
Have you been seeing? Have you been watching that online show with like Vanessa Marceau and Donna Mills, Queens of Drama?
Nope.
Me either, and apparently it's like something I've been missing and need to watch, but I don't know how to find it now that it's like
apparently
over.
It's like the hottest thing right now, apparently.
Yes, and Useful Days, which I don't watch that either.
I used to watch it, but it got kind of boring and old to me, so.
I'm just here for the bay, my online shows.
Yes, absolutely.
No, I don't know. I know Jeannie was on. That's how I got, like, sort of somewhat interested in watching it. And everybody's talking about this show, so maybe we need to watch it.
Right.
Oh, and I just want to complain for 5 seconds over the fact that I won that contest from Jeannie Francis fans, like, and the winner was announced on, like, June 4th, and I have not gotten my prize in the mail yet. So whoever is in charge of that job needs to get on it. Mainly because I'm extremely impatient and I can't wait.
Can't wait. Oh,
well,
Lord.
I keep thinking it's going to come every single day, and like I gave them the new address, not the other one. So it should have come, unless she sent it already, which if she hasn't, she needs to get on her job.
Mm-hmm.
Not Jeannie, her fan club president person.
Whoever that is.
her name's Jennifer, but anyway, not the point.
Anyway.
So,
announcement.
Okay, or that.
Announcement.
Okay.
What do you want to say about GH first? What do you want to say about that first?
I am thinking it's great right now, and it's not normally this great, but we should all enjoy it while it lasts.
It is pretty great. I mean, it has its spots where it's kind of a snooze fest, but it's overall pretty great.
Like the Morgan and Kiki scene, as far as Snooze Fest goes.
That's kind of Snooze Fest right there, but whatever.
Can we talk about today's scene at the very end where Luke was like, are you ready to roll? And she's like, I always am, or something like that.
I always am, yep.
And then they just walked together. Like, that is so, like, classic GH right there.
That was like
it is. I agree.
Anyway, I thought that was great. I'm gonna have to make. So I still want to visit to that Foreigner song, but I think I might wait till the storyline's over. And I'm thinking I have another really good video idea for them because it made me. I thought of it the other day. You know that song "Thinking Out Loud" by Ed Sheeran.
I love that song. Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, when they, you know, it has the lyric. Maybe it's just a touch of a hand. Well, the other day when they had that scene where they like zoomed in on their hands. There's another scene that they had a long time ago where it's like a parallel to that scene. So I was like, I can use that. I like to use, if I'm going to use a song where it has a lyric like that, I like to use like multiple scenes where the same thing happens, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited about that.
Awesome.
Anyways, my rant is over.
Anyway, announcement time. I'll let you announce this next upcoming guest, and I have a guest myself to announce. So
okay, so the 24th we have the band Angelica. They're pretty great. I know. Well, I've never actually talked to her brother and sister, but Angelica, I actually know. Well. I know them all.
Sort of know.
But I know her better than the other ones. Like, she was super great. The first time I went up to the hatchery, she was there, and she, like, told me what to do. She helped me a lot. And I was up on stage singing, and she sang back up for me, so I knew when to sing and stuff. And she kept me, like, from freaking out and dying. And then I didn't see her again for a really long time. And then I went, the last time I went, it was like May 30th or whatever, and she was there, so it worked out. But she definitely kept me from screwing up big time, and she kept me, like, you know, from freaking out, so.
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty awesome.
All right, and my announcement is this was, I just confirmed yesterday, one of my favorite people in the world, Laura Ashley, who I have not talked to since January, is coming back on the show. And, best I remember, you have yet to talk to her, best I remember.
Yeah, I don't know what it was or why I wasn't here. Maybe I was sick because I wasn't working in January. I don't know what it was.
I don't remember, but I think you, like, had a bad headache or something that day. I don't remember.
Yeah, or maybe I had a school thing, because
Yeah, it was the play or something. I don't remember, or something
now
like
I
that.
Now I want to know. Let me think. What was in January? I don't remember.
Anyway,
I wasn't there.
Yes. Yeah, so she's coming on for the 30th. So I'm super excited for that. And, yeah, I think that about wraps everything up.
I must share with the class. I know you don't care, but as you most likely know, because you thought, well, no, because I don't tweet about it. I'm still on that Robert and Kim ship from Dancing with the Stars, and they've, like, officially announced they're coupled now. So just to share with everyone.
Oh, Lord. And on that note...
They've been on the cruise together. They went on the Dancing with Stars cruise, and they announced it during the question and answer on the cruise. So that was a good
And on that note, we've only got 2 minutes before Blog Talk.
That's his way of shutting me up.
We've only got like a minute before Blog Talk forcibly removes us from the network.
Which they've done before, by the way.
Yes, they have with you.
Yes, exactly.
So I'm going to... I'll let you go, and I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely and talented Miss Akiri and Jean. And like we said, on the 24th, that's next Wednesday, we have the band Angelica joining us. And the Tuesday following that, we have... the super talented, super sweet Miss Laura Ashley. And I think with that, I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.